Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an All Pundit program with Brian Bedera and Helen Foley here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
It's one of the oldest scams in Vegas. Make them think one thing and pull off another. Meet Sam Brown, or as Republicans call him, Scam Brown. Brown created a special fundraising committee he said would be used to elect Republicans. But instead, Brown pocketed money for his own campaign. In fact, fewer than 2% went to helping other candidates. Sam Brown, can't trust him to be for you. Win Senate is responsible for the content of this ad.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Chan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Chan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Brian Bedera. He's the founder of Vote Text, does polling for us, which we really appreciate, and Helen Foley, president of Foley Public Affairs. Good morning, Helen, and you are going to the Democratic Convention. Tell us your thoughts pre-convention.
Well, as a Democrat, I'm very excited that we had the shift from Biden to Harris. It's an exciting time. I have participated in the Democratic conventions, every convention since 1988. So that's 8 conventions every 4 years, except, of course, last convention because it was virtual. But I have been part of the podium operations team. It's a great privilege. We work very hard, but I'm in charge of all backstage operations. So as people get up on stage and speak, we have checked them in. They've done hair and makeup, teleprompter, green room, and they're up on the stage and hopefully in a very relaxed, excited format so that they can give a speech and rouse the crowd.
Well, one of the things that's been most fascinating for me since Biden decided to step back and allow Kamala Harris to be the nominee. There's been complaints that this is not democracy in action, that this was, you know, a royal coronation. But the reality is that she got all the Democratic votes within, you know, the organization. And so that is democracy in action, is it not?
Well, it's a very common complaint by the Republicans because after their convention, you know, with great speakers like Hulk Hogan and Dana White, I mean, my gosh, you know, the great politicos of our time, they thought they were going to win. And then we came forward with Kamala Harris. And it is democracy. We have not had our convention. That is where we do the formal nomination process for the individual that's going to represent the Democrats. They wanted to make sure that everyone was on board. We had members of Congress, we had former presidents, and then the delegates. And just the other day, all of the delegates overwhelmingly supported her. There was no one even running against her. It is democracy, and we're very proud that she's our candidate.
And before we let the Republicans go out there and say that they're stealing the election, the process Kamala went through is the same process that FDR and JFK went through. We got two of our greatest presidents through a similar convention process. I think we've got a third candidate that's going to be just as good.
And I think that the entertainment will be just as great at the Democratic convention as it was at the Republican convention, because I'm sure that we'll be seeing the likes of Beyonce or Snoop Dogg entertaining the crowd.
So. There is no way that you're going to see a Democrat talking to a bulldog for 30 minutes about how bad the president is. Like, I'm sorry, you can't beat the Republican convention for weirdness. So,
okay, well, that has been an interesting theme that has come up on the Republican side versus the Democrats. And we'll see how that plays out. But okay, so Helen, let me get back to you and ask you, obviously, the Democrats were very down. I think there was a lot of concern behind the scenes that people were just going to stay home if Joe Biden was the candidate. And this at least has fired up the party. People are back on board with, you know, the whole Democratic ticket. But it's going to be interesting to see whether this bounce that she has gotten, tremendous crowds and all the rest of it, is going to result in a win for the election, when once again it's going to be that small sliver of independence that makes the difference, is it not?
No, it is not. I think the difference is that you have a lot of new voters, or voters that would have stayed home, and that is the younger population from 18 to 44. They are coming out in droves. There are a lot of people who, I personally think that Joe Biden has done an incredible job as president. He has crossed the aisles. He has worked so closely with our foreign leaders. They have confidence in him. Look what happened with the hostage exchange. The chancellor of Germany said, "I'm doing this for you, Joe Biden." Otherwise, it wouldn't have happened. The heavy-handedness of Trump didn't work. So when we end up, you know, Trump has his 45% of the vote. You saw that with Biden. You see that with Kamala Harris. It is up to the Harris campaign and the Democrats to get supercharged and to bring out more voters. And the majority of those people are those that were fed up with two old guys, or more specifically, the youth vote. And they are excited. They're engaged. And you see how much money she's raised, and all of the Zoom calls with, you know, 100,000 people on those calls, whether it's white dudes or white women or the black women or those with disabilities, everyone is starting to pay attention and they want to participate.
Okay, before I get to Brian, I have to ask you one question, which is, you talk about two old white dudes, but if Biden were still running, would you not be voting for Biden?
Oh, absolutely. I would, because we don't have a perfect election. We have an election between two individuals, and you have to choose which one. I would have voted, because I've always voted, but a lot of people would have stayed home. And those people that stayed home for that election will vote in this election, and they will vote for Kamala Harris.
Okay, so Brent, hang on. Let me ask.
All right, you can ask.
Let me phrase a question here. So from the numbers you've seen from polling data so far, is it looking to you like there is just a regular bounce that you would get from a big announcement like this, and the raising of the money, et cetera? Because that was one of the reasons that Joe Biden stepped back. I had told my wife that after we watched the debate, it would be 2 weeks before he stepped down. Yeah. And it was actually 3.5 weeks, and the reason being that the money would go away, and that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. So what have you seen from your numbers?
So a couple things on the polling front. First of all, when we saw Trump and Biden playing out specifically in Nevada, what we'd see over and over again is that basically we had the crazy white guy, the old white guy, versus the old white guy everybody wasn't sure could do the job, and that was very troubling to young voters. The election has shifted exponentially now. Now what we see is basically, are you voting for the crazy white guy, or the crazy weird Republicans, or are you voting for kind of normal politics as usual, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, old Joe Biden kind of politics? We've seen, in the latest tracking poll I saw in Nevada, we've seen about a 8-point shift towards Kamala. Nevada went from completely gone for Trump to Kamala up by a bit. And so, like, there's a world here where we could actually, we could see Nevada going blue again, which basically what I'd say is Biden dropping out, Kamala coming back into coming into the race has reverted Nevada back to the norm of just a slightly left of center state instead of what we were shaping up for, which could have been a Republican blowout.
Okay, so Helen, were you shocked at the amount of money raised in such a short period of time?
I was so delighted. I know that with my friends just texting each other, they were all beginning to grieve, like, oh my God, we're going to lose. And how, what country are we moving to? Where are we going when Trump becomes president? And so everybody just got online and started contributing. And it's wonderful. There was, I heard from some of my friends, well, there's going to be a big fight at the convention and there are all of these potentials, like all of those VP potential candidates. Everyone stood down. And it's because the president came back and strongly supported her. And then the Clintons did. And then members of Congress and then and the Black women got so involved with their organization. And it just started snowballing. I am so delighted with the amount of money that's been coming through.
Okay, and we should point out, because you missed him on the list, that President Obama and Michelle Obama did come in at the end and support as well. The amount of money is just phenomenal.
I'm not going to give all the credit to Kamala Harris and the Democrats. I'm going to say Donald Trump deserves at least 50% of the credit for the amount of money Kamala Harris has raised. Let's just be clear, from Mark Amaday to Speaker Johnson to J.D. Vance, the Republicans have just gotten weird. And I'll personally, I would have never considered giving to a Democratic candidate, but I there's no choice. I got to support the weird guys who were talking about basically like childless women shouldn't have important roles, or I've got to come over and support Kamala. I want to say like what Kamala's done is impressive, but Donald Trump deserves most of the credit because God, those guys are weird.
Okay, so I've got to point out that you are working on Greg Kidd's campaign.
I apologize for the Amaday name drop.
No, that's fine, but I do want people to know what's going on here. One of the things that's interesting about this, Helen, is that, in the last go around, Harris dropped out very quickly before things really got going. She's not been tested in this position. Now, obviously, there's so much excitement that it is thrusting her forward. But the heavy guns are going to turn and going to turn pretty quickly.
Well, the Republicans will always be against her. She saw.
Well, of course, she's a Democrat.
Well, but she's a woman, for heaven's sakes, and she's a Black woman. And I love that she just, I don't know if you know it, but she just recently became Black, according to Donald Trump. Forget the fact that she went to a Black college and, that one half of her family was Black and the other was Indian. The nerve of this man to say she just recently became Black. What kind of nutcase is that? I mean, we each have two different parts of our family. And then generationally, it's not uncommon. So, I think that in the last 4 years, she has been a big part of the administration. She has participated with Joe Biden. She was U.S. Senator. She has the prosecutorial background behind her, attorney general. It's just ideal to go against a convicted felon. She has been wise in the way she has approached her campaign, in the slogans she's used, and in surrogates like Walt saying, these other guys are just weird. They want to get rid of in vitro fertilization. That Vance said that people with children should have a greater percentage of a vote. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? We just can sit back and watch their weirdness blossom. It's okay. Wonderful.
Okay, so we have established on this program, but also over the weekend on all the Sunday shows, that weird is the campaign slogan at this point in time to describe the Republican ticket. But I do want to point out, Brian, and get your take on this, that Trump's approach all the way through this, from the very beginnings of his presidential campaigns, was to take the experience he had with wrestling, where he would go in and be one of the hosts and I think at times referee these wrestling matches. All of this is wrestling, and he does exactly what has occurred here, which is he throws out the bait and Democrats pick it up and run with it.
I'll be the first to say I'd never expected on Nevada Newsmakers what the things I watched in middle school would be relevant. but no, I mean, sure, Trump dominates the media environment and he talks a lot.
He plays it. He is a professional entertainer.
Absolutely. And don't get me wrong. There is some value in his skills and his ability to reach out to a large segment of America, which deserve to be listened to and respected. And that goes with evangelicals, non-college educated voters, union members, in general, the people that America's not working for. And those are the same people who would watch professional wrestling. Those are the same people who watch reality TV. He absolutely hits exactly that demo and talks to them where they are. And the one thing the Democrats need to do as a whole, if they want to win, is learn how to talk to those people. Learn how to bring everything down a couple of levels. Learn how to engage in a way that people who the world's not working for want to hear from them. And it's not talking about this social program that's going to help you or your children 5 years from now, but talk about how I'm fighting for you. Like, in many ways, Bill Clinton's I Feel Your Pain is the same as Donald Trump's Make America Great Again.
Okay, Helen, that's a great point right there.
Well, it is. And sometimes it's very difficult for me to understand how any woman in the United States would support this man when he helped create a Supreme Court that strips us of our rights. And then when you have Clarence Thomas, who wants to get rid of IVS and abortion, I mean, and birth control, you think, wait a minute, we fought these battles 50 years ago. How on earth can we support someone like that? And then when you see Project 2025, that is just going to strip us of so many of our rights, of our Social Security, of the way we treat veterans. I mean, it is a blueprint for total destruction and dictatorship. And I want Republicans to open their eyes and see the potential of what could happen. Do I need to tone it down? Probably. Let someone else tone it down. I'm going to remain strong and vigilant.
I'm going to push back on you if I can interrupt for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to interrupt here and say, I'm not sure the Supreme Court is that out of line in that Congress should be legislating these things. If we had legislated these things, if we put them in the Constitution, these laws would be black letter law. But instead, we've been relying on judicial fiat for the past 40 years because Congress can't get anything done. And so I think one thing we can both agree on is the president shouldn't have the power to have this level of influence in women's lives, in seniors' lives, in veterans' lives. And what we need is a Congress that will do their damn job.
Okay, so a couple of things here. You know, depending on who you elect as president and who's in the Senate and in control is how you get the Supreme Court. So the blame doesn't just lay with one person, it lays with a whole group. And Trump has already pushed back on 2025. And said that that's not what he wants. So, you know, the Heritage Foundation, like a lot of other groups, both liberal and conservative, have agendas that they would like to see pushed through. That doesn't mean to say that they will get pushed through, but coming up on a Democratic convention, it is a fabulous talking point. Let's take a break, and I'll let you have first word when we get back, all right? We'll be right back.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org. Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. you can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
They want us to believe we only have two options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our spirited conversation here with Helen Foley, president of Foley Public Affairs, and Brian Badera, founder of VoteText. Helen, I promised you the first word when we got back.
Thank you. We were talking about Project 2025. And Stephen Miller, who is one of Trump's strongest advocates and supporters and writer of so many of his policies, and about 20 other people from his administration wrote the Project 2025. J.D. Vance wrote the foreword for the book. So if anyone thinks that that is not, it does not have the seal of approval of Trump, there, it's nonsense. Anytime there's controversy, he'll say, oh, I don't know those people, or I didn't support that. That is hogwash. That is his, and his name is all over it.
Okay, but I will point out again that foundations on all sides of the aisle put out these kind of books and reports on what should happen and who should get hired, and sometimes it happens. President Reagan, for 8 years, tried to get rid of the Department of Education. Didn't happen with one of the most popular presidents ever. Okay, let's change topics here. Brian, I'm going to you. Jackie Rosen, Sam Brown. It seems like we're in the same old mode here, which is you're no good, no, you're no good, no, you're no good, no, you're worse, no, you're worse. That seems to be the two campaigns.
I think we've already watched this election last cycle. Sam Brown's gonna have the same result Adam Laxalt did. I think Jackie gets reelected. He still hasn't gotten close in any of the polls. And so until Sam Brown finds a message that resonates with Nevadans, I think we're just, all he can say is she's no good, and that message didn't work. We tried that last cycle.
But Helen, I come to you and say, what is Jackie Rosen's message? Because she talks about insulin and lowering the cost of that, but I think it kind of trails off fairly rapidly after that.
Well, what I like about Jackie Rosen's ads is that she shows clearly that she's supporting Nevada and that she's not beholden to Washington. She has had many bipartisan approaches in her career. And then Sam is helping us too with his mixed message on abortion, which she tags him on quickly, but also Yucca Mountain. Are you kidding me? We're going to go back there. He said something that he shouldn't have, but we all remember it. And I think as Kamala does well in Nevada, so will Jackie.
Okay. Real quick answer, Brian.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I'm sorry, on Yucca. Because to me, Yucca, 90% of the people who live in Nevada now don't even know what Yucca is.
So what, you want my 2 cents on Yucca? This is
yeah.
What I'll tell you. Finally, Bill Gates is opening up a nuclear facility in the United States. And if we're going to fight climate change, we have to look at all available solutions. I'm not going to comment on whether Yucca is safe or not, but we have to have some kind of storage facility for nuclear waste. And if we actually want to solve climate change and keep Florida from falling into the ocean, we are going to have to do something about nuclear storage. And I'm not sure Yucca is the right answer, but America needs some answer.
And Brian, you don't live here. So, you know, send it somewhere where another state wants it, because we don't.
Okay. I grew up here.
It's 30 years out minimum if they even got to do that. We can't even get land released from the BLM for Las Vegas in northern Nevada. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks.
Fantastic cocktails and delicious food. It's a good time to eat. Over 500 hot slots plus electronic table games.
It's a good time to play.
Player rewards and big time jackpots.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamer.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers with Helen Foley and Brian Badera. Helen, it's going to be announced as this show is airing. Who is your thought for the pick for VP?
Well, I wanted Mark Kelly, but when he did a tweet yesterday that mentioned he was there for Arizona, I like Tim Walz. I think he is a kick and a half. He's not afraid of Trump. But then also Shapiro is great. It really aggravates me with his two-state policy that people get upset with him because he's Jewish. I think any one of those three would be fabulous.
And you have chewed up all the time. So therefore, Brian, thank you so much for
Perfect.
Being
I'm
here.
I'm putting my long shot bet on Pete Buttigieg.
Helen, thank you. Great show. Appreciate it, you both. And we'll be right back.
Carson Valley Inn, ain't your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. You want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next one.